Christmas times, and I want to let y'all know, Happy Kwanzaa, bitches! Happy Kwanzaa. No, Merry Christmas, whatever. Happy Hanukkah. Yeah, happy, Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa? Is that how it goes? It's your boy, Skeet, along with the homie, Big Sexy, and we're coming at y'all to let y'all know a little bit stuff, the truth about Christmas.
Yeah, I'm coming to you from behind the eye of the tiger, bitches.
Big Sexy, tell him something, please. Tell him
something. So, okay. There's this holiday. Happens every December 25th or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
This dude Jesus' birthday.
Supposedly or something like that, whatever.
Yeah. Allegedly. Yeah. Whatever you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but, you know, we celebrate it in a certain way.
Yeah.
You know.
With a fat man in a red suit.
Yeah, a fat man in a red suit. Christmas gifts and a lot of selfishness.
Yeah. A lot of store prices.
Yeah, know. Store prices.
After Thanksgiving sales.
Yeah, doorbuster prizes. the real true meaning of Christmas.
Secret Santas.
So, okay, we're going to do this show for you because it kind of has gotten out of hand.
It's been out of hand.
I know, but I mean...
But the reason it's out of hand now is because we're in a recession.
Exactly.
And everybody's fucking broke. Everybody, all you motherfuckers are broke. And stop playing like you're not broke.
But, yeah, everybody's still...
But every mall parking lot is filled up right now.
Literally, we just passed by one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's real. Every mall parking lot is filled. Every little kid is just as greedy as before.
Motherfuckers are losing their houses. We're looking at bailout plans. But yet, y'all motherfuckers are filling up every fucking parking lot.
Yeah. That's real.
All right.
I need to get my Nintendo Wii.
Yeah, I need to get my new iPhone. I need to get this. I need to get that.
I almost bought an iPod Touch the other day.
And I'm going to tell you how spoiled some of you bastards. Some of y'all are out there.
Yeah.
I was listening to another radio show. I was listening to another radio show, right? And this one.
They did no love on
They ain't gonna get no love. But they were like, they had people calling in like, you know what, the economy is so bad. You know, let's talk about how it's affecting you guys. Let's talk about how it's affecting you guys, and we're going to hear from the kids. And the kids called in. The kids called in, and they were like...
How disgusting of a parent are you? How disgusting of a parent are you to put your kid on the phone?
Oh, man. That's one thing. That's one thing. The other thing was these kids called in, and they're like, oh, I usually get 5 gifts in 1 year, and this year I'm only going to get 3. Like, what are you going to get? Oh, this is so sad. I'm only going to get a computer and an iPhone and maybe a puppy this year. Like, the shit that they were saying,
of those 3 gifts versus, like, the first, like, 15 years of my life.
Oh, shit, who are you telling?
It's not even close.
I'm gonna tell you, out of all the Christmases I've had in my entire life, the thing that I got that was the most expensive gift combined, was a Sega Genesis. A fucking Sega Genesis. And I don't know if y'all know, but a Sega Genesis was $189 at the time.
Yeah.
And I remember I got it. Yeah. Oh, dude.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Oh, now? Look, I mean, like, that won't even buy you an iPod. I got a Sega Genesis, and everybody, I mean, like, it was a shit, but it was like 2 years after it came out. It wasn't even that. But, you know, I'm not going to get on. I'm not going to start crying or whatever. Yeah. I understood shit when I was a kid. I understood.
Well, we come from a different, I mean, I don't want to say a different time, because it doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but apparently it was.
Yeah, it feels like it's shit.
You look at shit differently, especially money and Christmas and giving and getting and shit. Now it's gimme.
Yeah, I'll tell you like this, man. I didn't really give a shit if my folks didn't have it when I was growing up, because it was like, oh, well, you know what? If we ain't got it, at least we got a roof over our head.
Yeah.
I don't know if everybody else has adjusted to that lately nowadays, because motherfuckers are losing their roofs over their head.
That's true, and they're still buying and fucking up their credit and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to tell you like this, man, and maybe it's just one of those keeping up with the Joneses things, and I ain't never had to really worry about that, and I still don't worry about that to this day, but I remember the days when I was a kid, I used to wake up, and my pops would tell me, you know what, I'm sorry, you ain't getting nothing for Christmas, but guess what, there's an after Christmas sale, I'll get you something then.
Not even after Christmas, what about tax Christmas?
Oh, yeah, see, that's, tax return come on, Christmas. Man, yeah. Come on, man.
Tax return Christmas, dude, I've been
some
there.
Some of y'all don't know nothing about
that. Y'all don't
even know what that shit is. Yeah, y'all don't even know about that.
Y'all don't know that shit at all.
But this is the shit that's like,
that might
all
be
right.
Some LA shit.
Yeah. Man, shit, man. I mean, some kids got their shit on the first of the month and the mid-month.
I've been there.
So, you know.
Been there, done that.
It's like that.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying, man, y'all out there that's, you know, knows the true meaning of Christmas.
How many people out there in the world, I'm talking the 10 billion people in the world, how many people do you think really care about the true meaning of Christmas?
Oh, man, please.
10%?
Please. Oh, no. You know what, I'm gonna tell you, man, it's You know what, man? I watched the news the other day, and they were at a church, and they were like, oh, yeah, well, the kids, it's so cute. The kids are like, oh, well, my favorite holiday is Christmas, and I like Christmas. And they say, what's the best part of Christmas? And all the kids at once shout, the presents. It's like, what the fuck do you expect them to say?
Yeah, that's true. if you're a kid, you gotta expect
that.
Yeah. So, as a kid, you should expect presents.
Right. No. That's the thing.
As an adult, you should expect to give the kids the presents.
Right.
But, I mean, not at the expense of the whole 2009.
Yeah, man. Don't lose your fucking house and shirt over it. But one thing I was going to say, too, man, is like, let's say you're growing up, you're a kid, and then somebody tells you, you know, you don't know nothing about Christmas, but all of a sudden somebody's like, hey, man, guess what? Today you're going to get free gifts.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
I got you this new PlayStation, though.
And this is going to happen once a year. You're going to be like, you know what? I really don't give a fuck what's going on. Yeah. But if you're going to tell me this, Christmas. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If this is going to happen every fucking year,
you said
I'm down
December 25th. All right, let me mark that shit down. What, it's already marked on my calendar? What?
Shit.
Damn, someone already marked that shit for me.
So, you know.
Yeah. Christmas is, it is one of those kind of like double standard holidays.
It is, man.
It really is. Because it's supposed to be like the big family one and tradition and like Jesus' birthday. It's fucking Jesus' birthday. Come on now.
And then, I mean, like, we could get technical. I mean, like, they say that the Bible don't... I mean, like, not that your boy Skeet's all into that, and I'm probably not. So please don't comment about any Bible verses. Please don't hit us up about something about the Bible, because this is definitely not that show. But I will say this. The little bit that I know, it doesn't suggest that Jesus was even born in December. Okay? All right? So,
I think he was born on April 7th. Something like that. God was.
It wasn't even winter time in the manger when this shit was going on. Yeah. So come on, man.
Yeah. How about, let's talk about Santa Claus.
How did that even get to Jesus? Well,
you look at,
you know what they say? They said that a pagan holiday was being celebrated on December 25th. This is what I saw on the History Channel the other day.
Yeah.
and don't even ask me why I stopped. But then they were like, you know, a pagan holiday was being celebrated, and then they were just like, well, you know, everybody's into this Christianity stuff, and we don't really know when this dude was born. So let's just make this the holiday. So
I want to get a new Xbox. Yeah. Let's make it the 25th.
Yeah, sorry to make it anticlimactic. Look it up on the History Channel.
But seriously,
or something. Look, I
don't know. Santa Claus, though. You look at Jesus Christ. Okay, forget about what we think of him and all that stuff. You look at the picture of Jesus Christ that everybody knows.
Yeah.
Okay. That surfer dude.
Yeah.
Tall, skinny surfer dude.
Brendan Fraser.
Hair. Exactly. That tall surfer dude, Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. The ripped abs. Yeah. The long hair. The way you've been smoking some weed.
Mm-hmm.
That picture of Jesus Christ that everybody knows.
Wearing that first pair of Crocs.
Exactly. The Birkenstocks. Yeah. Anyway, let's stop playing like it is Christmas. Let's stop playing like that. That picture that everybody knows of him, where do you get the complete opposite Santa Claus? You know what I mean? This is like a short, fat dude with a big ass beard. They got a beard.
Riding reindeers and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know, we can go on all day with like Easter Bunny shit later on.
No. you know that? This is turning into a religious show.
Yeah.
The truth about Christmas, bitches.
Shit.
You're not worthy.
We might have to hit y'all again in Easter and let y'all like, where the fuck did the bunny come from? You know, or why?
I'm
you know.
Eating some ham.
Yeah.
I got my Easter eggs. Praise Jesus. Anyways, dude, we're so mocking. So yeah, Santa Claus. So okay, let me ask you this. I know the answer, but I'm gonna pretend like I don't. So I'm like, I'm asking you a question.
Okay.
So Skeet, as a black man,
yeah.
Santa Claus being this big white dude.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you brought that up, dog. I'm glad you brought that. All right, so check this out. I got little nephews and nieces, and you know, my white friends asked me. They said, it was like, oh, you know, you getting something for your nephew and your niece? And I'm like, oh, you know, yeah, of course. You know, you got to take care of the kids on Christmas. I ain't going to break the bank because I'm going to give them what I can get. But I was like, for the most part, I'm going to take care of them. They're like, oh, how old are they? I tell them, you know, they're pretty young. They're around the 2 and 3 range. It's like, oh, then they're at the age range where they still believe in Santa. And I looked at them and I had to think to myself for a second. I was like, you honestly think I tell, like, my family tells our, you know, us about Santa?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like they gonna believe that shit? I'm gonna tell you straight up. I'm gonna tell you straight up. When I grew up, that shit was not going down. Cause my folks came at me and they was like, you know, not even like they had to tell me. It was just like, you know, we buy you the presents, we gonna buy you this, and ain't no such thing as Santa Claus, this shit that you see on TV. I'm looking at them like, y'all think I'm stupid? You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't even have a chimney.
What the fuck? That's what I was gonna say. Okay. Have you ever lived in a house with a chimney?
Never lived in a house with a chimney. So it's
I
like
think I did once, but I was like really young.
And then let's put it like this. If you live in LA, well, we don't live in the, I don't know, the Midwest and all them other places where you may need a fucking chimney. Yeah. But if you live out here, chances are, if you have a chimney, the way they show Santa Claus, that big fucker is not going down that little ass chimney you got in your. So the kids don't have to be big geometry majors and shit like that to know that that shit is not happening. But you know, if you want to tell kids that Santa Claus exists, and you know, if you want to give them something that they can fuck their head up
later. That's what it is. Because essentially, you're lying to them.
Oh yeah.
About something that more than likely is their favorite holiday.
Oh yeah, exactly.
So I mean, you're really fucking them over.
Yeah. Really. Why don't you just tell them?
And then plus, when you think about it, kids will figure it out for themselves.
Oh, big time.
Nobody ever tells them, well, yeah, we were just fucking with you.
Just like you figure out that girls like you for money.
Shit. You barely can. Shit. We're still working on that sometimes. That's another show.
Yeah. So, you know. But, you know, what's up? That's what's up.
Yeah, with Christmas, I mean, with the whole Santa Claus thing, I'm not white. No offense. But, yeah, I never believed in either. Even though I have my family, they, every Christmas Eve, we have a big party at my grandma's house. And ever since I was a little kid, they have a dude come up in a Santa suit and give away presents to all the kids. I remember I was about 8 or 9 years old. I see my Uncle Martin. Mm-hmm. He was getting dressed up in a Santa suit. I'm like, oh, fuck this.
Really? I'm going to tell you.
I felt stupid for believing it. Like, oh, shut the fuck up. How did that dude always know what I wanted anyways?
I'm going to tell you straight up. And y'all know I get racial. I'm not trying to get racial, but I'm saying like this, man. I'm not. But I'm just telling y'all from
I'm
telling y'all from a black person's point of view. From a black person, you know what I'm saying?
go ahead.
But from a black person's point of view. I'm telling you from a black person's point of view. My auntie, we went to like a swap meet one time, and my auntie was like, hey, you know, Ski, do you want to sit on Santa Claus's lap and take a picture?
Do you think they
knew
what swap meets
are? Oh, that's a whole nother. Santa Claus was at a swap meet, not a strip mall. Not a major mall, at least. Yeah. So we at the swap meet, and Santa Claus is over there taking pictures with kids, and my auntie's like, hey, Ski, you want to go sit down on the Santa Claus? And I was like, I was a little kid, you know, and we just had, you know, like, Dare come to our school or some shit, you know, talking about, like, watch out for strangers. You know what I'm saying?
She was gonna put you know? Yeah. Yeah.
And all I saw, you know, being a little black child surrounded by other black people at them, all I saw was a old white man.
Yeah.
And I was like, why would I want to go sit on the old white man's lap? That's kind of, you know, I mean, that's, I'm just, you know, from my point of view.
I'm with you on that.
Now, I'm going to say this. And some of y'all may agree with me, may not disagree, but I'm just telling you from my point of view, and this is from I happen to know. It's not... Christmas appeals to everybody in the heart, the giving, the sharing, the, you know... But, I mean, you know, when you're a kid growing up in the L.A. area, inner city and everything, everything don't always seem like it's for you, okay?
Yeah.
You're looking at TV, and then you see Santa Claus, older white man, older white woman, white elves... You know what I'm saying? Everything is like, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. You got the perfect family, white
Santa
family
Claus
with...
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You all that shit don't always appeal to you. And maybe that's why motherfuckers came out with Kwanzaa. I don't celebrate that shit neither.
Isn't it funny how that shit like just kind of showed up like in 92?
Yeah, but you know, that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Someone made it up.
That's all it is. But it's just black folks came out with some shit like, man, you know what? Them white folks got Christmas. And I mean, like, I hate to keep it out there like that, but for real... White folks got Christmas. I mean, because a lot of shit that, you know, a lot of black people in the inner city.
The brown people have.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Fourth of July
and Memorial.
Blow shit up and barbecue.
Yep, that's it. That's shit.
Do it. Mm-hmm. And it's hot. Do it.
But they, I mean, like, you know, I don't mean to be straight rude with it, but.
Isn't that the American holiday?
Yeah.
We gotta rethink that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and then Martin Luther King Day, everybody don't even get that day off from work.
Yeah, I know.
You know, not that some of y'all care, you know, whatever. Yeah, so I don't know, man, you know, I don't know if we got, like, a lot of holidays, but it seems like it's geared towards I mean, like, when you're a minority living in, and you ain't got a lot of money, when you're a minority living in the hood and you ain't got a lot of money, and you know damn well your parents ain't got a lot of money.
You look at this holiday, all it is just about spending the money.
Yeah, and it's all about spending the money, and you see on TV the news telling everybody how all the malls are filled up, and then all of a sudden you want some kid to expect, you expect some kid to have some fat white savior coming down the chimney that you don't have to bring you some fucking presents, and you're supposed to leave him some fucking milk and cookies, and everything's gonna be all good. Can I keep it real, Doug? Can I keep it real?
When we were planning on doing this show, did we expect it to be so militant?
I didn't mean to go there, Doug.
So we're mocking Jesus. We're making fun of him on his birthday.
And now we're alleged birthday at that.
this has gone way wrong. Merry Christmas. Love you.
Yeah. Happy Kwanzaa.
Have a Merry Douchmas.
Christmas Hana Kwanzaa.
Douchmas. Here goes. Happy Douchmas.
I'm dreaming of a douchey douchemess. Just like the douchemess I never do.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's how we feel about Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not kids anymore, so we don't expect gifts.
Yeah.
You tell me kids stuff like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
No shit. Hey, look at them. I got a shitload of gifts, but I bought them all for myself.
That's right, dog.
Just got a box from UPS. Merry Christmas to me, bitches. But yeah, so that's what Christmas means.
Free entry to a gentleman's club. All right, I'm with that.
Yeah.
Do we? That's the only. Okay, listen. There's more stuff we can talk about.
There you go.
Christmas parties. Christmas parties. How? Those front ass Christmas parties.
When you're expected to bring like a gift for someone, or no? What if?
No. Here we go. Employee Christmas parties. How many of you out there? How many of you out there in the workforce hate the motherfucker you work with? Hate the motherfucker you work with. But you got to be at a Christmas party and you draw their name as a Secret Santa.
Or if you gotta bring food, you gotta bring like a potluck dinner.
Oh man,
you gotta feed all these fuckers you don't like. Christmas is, damn, I didn't know I hated Christmas so much.
I'm saying, when you a kid and you getting toys, you know, even the kids in the ghetto, y'all get toys.
Yeah, you
know,
but they might be from the swap meet. But,
yeah, you know, but you know, you get toys.
You got your toys, yeah.
But when you get older, Christmas is gonna suck.
Yeah.
Unless you got a shitload of money and you just want to spoil the shit out of your kids, Christmas is gonna suck.
You gotta spoil the shit out of yourself, or it's gonna really suck.
Yeah.
You gotta have some shit for yourself, or it's gonna suck ass too.
When you got your company meetings to go to, or company whatever, and you gotta do your Christmas parties and share shit with people you may not like,
you definitely don't like. Keep it right.
That they may fire you the next year over.
What about, like, going to a party?
Or this year, lay your ass off.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of motherfuckers are
going to
get laid off.
What about going to a party?
Oh, shit.
I picked that song. It's still surprising. Anyways, what about when you go to a party or something like a, maybe like an event somewhere, and they say, like, the admission is a gift for a kid to charity? Bring an unwrapped toy? Really?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to care about charity? Christmas is.
I mean, like I said, it's the shit if you're rich.
And what about the family part of it? Look at everybody. I mean, to an extent, you love your family.
Oh yeah, most people do.
But it doesn't mean you gotta like them.
That's true.
I mean, cause like,
some of y'all got some alcoholics in your family. Some of y'all got some.
I'm just okay.
Yeah, creepy uncles.
Yeah. Where the tap tap really came from. Yeah. Tap tap on your nieces and shit. Yeah,
You may have somebody doing a little drug. You know what I mean?
I'm saying,
stealing.
Please.
Yeah, stealing that Christmas.
I'm talking about my
Christmas. I'm just saying. You know,
this is my family Christmas right now. Anyway, tomorrow night. In case you didn't know, we're doing this on 12/23. Tomorrow night is Christmas Eve. That's when my big family party is. And I'm gonna keep it real. I don't want to go. I gotta go. I have to go. I gotta see my grandparents, see my cousins and my aunts and uncles and everything. But I don't want to go.
I think I want to go because I want to see your cousins.
Yeah. You haven't seen me in a while. I don't think you want to. Anyway, yeah. But I don't want to go. I mean, you go because you have to.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, all the people.
Isn't that really what it's all about?
Be forced to see your family? Yeah.
That's really
forced
weird.
To like people that you don't care about? That's the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah.
There you go. being forced to do shit you don't want to do.
Let's get everybody together and then let's hash out all the bullshit that we've been mad about all year.
I know. There's going to be so much bullshit tomorrow. You don't even know. There's going to be like three different cliques all fighting with each other. Oh, okay.
Let's talk about how so-and-so tried to steal so-and-so's husband.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And don't act like, even y'all high-class society families out there, don't act like y'all ain't got y'all fair game of bullshit. So
please, you got that those problems that we can't afford.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, keep it real. Keep it
that's
real.
That's the only difference. Mm-hmm. That's the only difference. You guys got those high rent district problems. Sure. So you guys got that federal prison problem. You got the county prison problems. That's the only difference I see.
That's true. That's true. Anyway, that's true.
So yeah, that's Christmas. I mean, can you leave anything else?
Oh man, I don't know if I want to. Christmas sounds depressing.
I fucking hate Christmas. I kind of liked it until 5 minutes ago.
I'm telling you, man. I don't know. Everybody that listens to us ain't they don't live out in America, but I say like my favorite holidays are Memorial Day and I think
Labor Day
and
4th of July.
When else can we barbecue? Yeah, all the days where you can barbecue.
All the barbecue days and
you get a day off from work. Yeah. You get a day off from work and you barbecue. And
all
maybe
Mondays. Yeah, all those Mondays that you get off from work.
Yeah, you know you have your little 3-day weekend or whatever if you're lucky.
Day.
Yep.
Columbus Day, if you work at the bank.
You may not even know the history of the day, sorry to say it. But
yeah, probably don't.
You know, you damn sure don't know. But you know one thing, somebody's going to be throwing down some barbecue.
Yeah.
That's what you know. So you end up going.
That's the only thing to look forward to on those days. Plus, it's summertime, see some bitches in bikinis.
Oh, yeah.
Right
oh,
now, it's man. Fucking cold as a bitch right now.
I'm going to tell you, 4th of July at Hermosa Beach, oh, it's the shit.
That's but, moving out.
Yeah, let's go on ahead and talk about AdamandEve.com, where you can get your 50% off porn that y'all have been not buying that
you
much.
You motherfuckers been slipping on. We've been trying to hook you up with free shit for 4.5 months now.
Yeah, this is where you can buy those Christmas presents.
It might be too late now because
yeah, sure.
You can get
true.
Your first of the year presents.
Yeah, Or if you get some Christmas money, you know where to spend it now. So
there you go. You all right?
Yep. Oh yeah, I'm all right.
Anyways, yeah, AdamandEve.com promo code. The Bush. Get 50% off of everything in the store. Movies, toys, games, lube, condoms, lingerie, every motherfucking thing they got. 50% off.
Yes. And y'all know, every time we keep it, just hit a banner on the site. When you come in there.
You don't even have to type in the website. Mm-hmm. There's a little banner with Carmen Levana's sexy ass. It says 50% off. Click.
Everybody that leaves the comments, I know you've been checking that out.
I know
AZ.
You see Carmen Levana's
AZ, I know you've seen it. Yeah, come on, Jake. Man, Drake. Will, we know right now the tap-tap move ain't working. You might need it. Come on, player.
Yeah, get some pussy.
Try to squeeze pool.